Rude Awakening. Radio
1. We found this article where apparently the Swedish Tourist Board have decided to give you the chance to talk to a Swede. About Sweden.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to talk about Sweden. You can talk about whatever you want.
But it's supposed to encourage people to come visit the country.
So technically,
so
you should really be talking about Sweden.
Yeah, but they've just released this number that you can dial.
Now, this number will connect you to one of 10,000 people that
yes.
are in Sweden that have signed up to this. And apparently over the weekend, because the president of Sweden was one of those 10,000 people.
Prime Minister, yep.
Sorry, the Prime Minister.
Yep, he answered the phone.
And he actually got called and answered. As well.
It's crazy.
We thought we'd give it a go just to see whether it actually works. I don't know much about Sweden.
You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden. This call may be recorded.
Hi, this is Paula.
Hi, Paula. It's Danny from Radio 1 in the UAE.
Hey.
I got your number from the Dial a Swede campaign that you've got going on.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed that.
So, do you have to apply to do this?
Yes, it's an application that you can download. Just say that you want to be a Swede that someone can call.
How many times have you been called?
Actually, just once, because I just got added last night. So, one guy from Venezuela called me last night.
No way!
Do you know what? This should be weird, but it doesn't feel weird at all. It feels like a normal conversation. So, I've never been to Sweden before. By the way, you're live on Radio 1 right now. There's quite a few people listening, so no swearing. I don't think Swedish
well,
people swear.
You can do that in Sweden if you want.
Okay, so I'm going to now put you to the test, okay?
Okay.
I want the top five reasons why I should come and visit Sweden right now. Number one.
We're getting really good sunlight. It's around 10, 15 Celsius.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good temperature for spring now.
All right. Weather and light is number one, okay? You've got four more.
Yeah, exactly. I really think you should visit Stockholm because quite small, but for Sweden it's the biggest town. It's built up with small islands, so to say, that's connected with bridges.
Will I be able to hire
that's
a
really
bicycle?
Nice. Yes, you will.
And go across these bridges and stuff like that, yeah?
That's not a problem.
Oh, okay, cool. So the scenery in Stockholm, yeah, is reason number
yeah,
two.
Yeah, scenery, really good food, I think.
Okay, so the food is good. That's number three. Number four.
The Swedish people, we are really nice. Most of the time, and almost everyone speaks English, so it's quite easy for you to get around everywhere. You can ask if you're lost, everyone can help you.
So it's not like France then?
No, even if they know English, they won't say that they do.
And the big one, number five.
Number five, oh gosh.
Oh, you're
really
going to stumble. You're stumbling,
yes.
Oh no.
If you are into like clothes and fashion and things like that, we really have good fashions in Sweden, in Stockholm.
Incredible fashion sense as well.
Yeah, exactly. If you're into the Swedish kind of easy, the white, black, grey people, yeah, then you like it here.
I've also heard that you guys are really big on your music and it's a really good music scene. You know how to throw a party as
Swedish
well.
House Mafia for a start.
Yeah, correct. Mm.
And I think you call them goodies as well, like sweets, handy and stuff. You guys have amazing goodies, is that right?
That's a very personal question, Serena Kelly.
I don't know if we call it that. Actually,
no, Serena's wrong.
Maybe
she has
do.
No idea what she's talking
You're
about.
Not
Don't worry, it's okay. She doesn't really know what she's talking
okay.
about. One final question before I let you go.
Yep.
If we come to Sweden, can we come and stay with you?
Of course.
Yeah.
You can come and show. I also work on the train from the airport into Stockholm Central Station.
Is that where you work?
Yeah, I work there.
Okay, cool. We'll come and help you out with your job.
Not a problem. I
so
think it will be
fun.
Good.
This has been an enlightening conversation, and I'm so happy that I managed to like get through to somebody with the Dial a Swede campaign. Paula, it's been very nice speaking to you.
And Paula, if you ever want to come to the UAE, to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, anything like that, you can come and stay on Danny's couch, yeah?
Perfect. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
No worries.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye, Paula.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
104.1 and 100.5. Radio 1.